Morning Watch, an overview of the central burden and present truth of the Lord's recovery before his appearing. Message 7. Tuesday, related verses. John 1, verses 12 to 14. But as many as received him, to them he gave the authority to become children of God, to those who believe into his name, who are begotten not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us, and we beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and reality. 1 Peter 2:25. For you were like sheep being led astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. Romans 3, verses 21 to 26. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, witness being borne to it by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through the faith of Jesus Christ to all those who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation place through faith in his blood for the demonstrating of his righteousness, in that in his forbearance God passed over the sins that had previously occurred, with a view to the demonstrating of his righteousness in the present time, so that he might be righteous and the one who justifies him who is of the faith of Jesus. Colossians 1, verse 22. He now has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and without blemish and without reproach before him.